Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I had to laugh this morning when I heard this story about annual leave and the number of people who do not use their full holiday allocation every single year. There's a third of you out there that don't take your full allocation at all. Now, I'm in the category that I like to carry, you know, I like to probably take two or three with me if I can, 2 or 3 days each year into the next. So I suppose I'm not using all of mine then either. But I like to carry 2 or 3 over. And I don't know what it is. It's probably just a little bit of a comfort blanket thing that, you know, if something happened or you were sick or whatever, that you'd have those extra days. You'd have them if you needed them the following year. But so a third of people aren't taking their annual leave. And then 1 in 4 are in the category of people who actually carry 5 days or more of their holidays into the following year. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Root Scott, broadcaster, humanist, celebrant, is with me on the line today. Do you take your holidays, Ruth?
Andrea, I love taking my holidays. And can I just say, if anyone has spare holidays they don't want, can I take them, please?
You take. I know, it's a pity that in the company you couldn't transfer them over.
Imagine if you could. No, I love being able to take my holidays. I'm not always great for planning ahead. And not every time that I take time off will I be going abroad or on a big adventure, or will I be going to a nice hotel. Sometimes it'll just be chilling out at home for a couple of days. But I don't understand why people don't take them. I mean, I know people say, oh, we're too busy, I have too much to do in work. But like, you're probably going to be more efficient in work if you take the time off. And I suppose as well, if people say like, and I get it as well, the idea like you were saying there, but maybe carrying a few days forward in case something happens. Or in case you're planning a big trip, we're actually hoping to take a big trip in the next, well, 18 months, I say.
Right.
So we're very conscious of that now. But like my husband, pretty much by, I'd say by the end of this month, he'll know what dates he's taking off next year. And he'll have it figured out. Like he is to the extreme.
So he'll know the holiday allocation he wants for 2026 at the end of October.
Yeah. So he knows what days he has to take off. And he knows how many days he has to take off. And he will, you know, we know that, let's say we typically go away here for 2 weeks and then we usually go there for a week and then we might take a few days off there. And he has them all ready so that he knows he has a couple of days here and there that if something comes up, he'd be like, oh, yeah, Grant, I have that. I can do that. Yeah. Some of my work is as a sole trader, so I can sort of be a bit more flexible around it as well. But I really don't know why. People, like why, Andrea, why are people not taking their holidays?
You know, it's funny, I put up just a, you know, I mean, let's not massive scientific research here, I just put a poll up on my Instagram about this earlier this morning asking people, and 11% of those that participated in the Andrea Gilligan survey told me that it's not worth the stress in work to take time off. You know, because when they either have to do so much work in advance to free the time up to take that week or two off, or then when they come back, they're coming back to a pile of stuff.
God, isn't that awful? And so many workplaces are so overstretched and understaffed. And actually, a lot of my friends will be saying they're in places that are understaffed. So actually, I totally get that. But at the same time, what's going to happen if, you know, in a year's time, they just burn out because they won't have taken a holiday and they won't have been able to just take a break away from it at all?
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, Andrea, can I tell you, I have a friend who works in a job where I think he has about 40 days annual leave a year. And
40?
I jokingly slag him because he likes to rub it in my face.
But that's a serious amount of leave.
Chronic amount of leave. And I'm totally jealous of it in a way. But then he'll say, oh, Ruth, I've got, you know, 12 more days to take. And he's already been off for like 3 or 4 weeks that year. It's mad. So I guess there's a bit of envy as well when I look at people that have, you know, big lumps of annual leave that they can take off. But I mean, I just keep going back to the fact that how are you going to switch off?
Yeah, I know.
But most people, you know, let's say if you're doing your standard month, let's say you're in work, whatever days of the weekends you're probably flying around doing all your bits and pops. Like there's nowhere really you get a chance to stand down, to sort of wind your neck in and calm down. And it's so important.
It's a little break.
Who leaves their phone on nearly all the time.
Yeah, and I can imagine for you, Ruth, as somebody that is self-employed and the you know the type of industry you're in and working as a humanist celebrant, and probably I imagine that typically a lot of your work, you know, kind of would fall over the weekend period, weekend and holidays too. But it's got to be hard. Like, do you set yourself you know, an annual leave allocation, a rough one even each year?
Not exactly, but I find, like, after the summer now, yeah, you're right, that there can be a lot of weekend weddings. When I started doing it, the more established humanist celebrant said, look, the first year you start doing this, you will take every job going. You will be in Donegal one day, you'll be in Tralee the next day, you'll be in Wexford the next day. But they said, by year two, you have to realise you can't go everywhere and you should be keeping some time off for yourself from the start. But as anyone who, you know, is working for themselves will know, it's very hard to say no to work. So I have, literally in the last couple of days, quite by coincidence, I have started trying to find 2-day time blocks in my calendar that I can just say, I'm going to be logged off for those 2 days. Because it's too easy to log on to the laptop when you're, more so when you're self-employed. Like, I guess when you leave the office, you're it's sort of technically off the clock.
And you're still dipping in and out and what's going on. And I get that. And it's the same for you as self-employed. You're probably replying to the emails. If a business request comes in, you've got to respond to it. Joe in Galway's got in touch. He says, I've never had a job that allowed us to carry over our holidays. We need to use them or lose them. It's as simple as that. I know some companies will allow staff maybe carry, you know, I don't know, up to 5 days. Maybe you've got to use them by the end of January, or perhaps you have to use them in the first 3 months, first quarter of the year or something like that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Stay with me, Ruth. Diana's on the line today. Do you use your annual leave allocation, Diana?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, actually, I'm self-employed, as is my husband. And as Ruth was saying there, when you're self-employed, if you don't work, you don't get paid. Mm. So we don't, you know, we take holidays every year, but we always have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, that's a loss of income for that time. Plus, it is also the fact I work in art, so I absolutely love what I do. So even when I go on holidays, you know, my family get dragged from gallery to gallery or, you know, market to market. And, you know, I think it's a blessing also if you love what you do, like a lot of people do, that really it's fun to go to work. And, you know, for me, it keeps me sane to go to work. I don't know what I'd do if I had to switch off from, you know, being an artist for 2 weeks. I don't know what I'd do. I don't understand how people just go. I mean, each to their own, but I just couldn't go and sit by a pool for 2 weeks. I'd have to go out and, you know.
So you don't switch off at all then, Diana?
Never. I'm always looking, always absorbing, always seeing other culture, always wondering how that plate was made or where that painter was inspired from or what the folk art of wherever it is I'm coming from. Like, there wouldn't be a day that on our holidays that we wouldn't go to a gallery. And, you know, now my son's grown up and he goes off with his friends and he's just like, Mom, those people, they don't do anything all day. I find it really strange. So he goes off himself to galleries because he just finds it very odd that, you know, that somebody wouldn't seek out the local market or seek out, you know, the local traditional dance or find a local festival and, you know, see what the local artisans are making, because that's what he assumes that normal people do.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really understand that his parents are a pair of weirdos who are constantly, you know, just constantly, you know, just clued into that. But yeah, I mean, I never switch off. I don't know what I'd do with my brain. I don't think my brain would allow me to switch off.
Well,
you
it's
know,
funny.
I love absorbing things.
You've
Sorry,
different, you know, I was going to say, you, like just in listening to you saying that and about your son and what he said to you, you have different personalities in this, because you have people who view the holiday as relaxation and you have others who use the time off as just as purely for adventure. And I've noticed even over the year, I've probably changed from being the person who holiday was for total fun and adventure to now it's for the bit of rest and relaxation. You're in that category.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think it is for rest. And, you know, again, we'll go and find the nicest food, not the most expensive food, the nicest food, the small bakery that makes, you know, the best breakfast or, you know, for us, that is relaxation. I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I can sit and look out into the sea. I love it. You know, I live by the sea anyway. You know, I can do that for a while. I love to sit in the sun for an hour or two every afternoon. But after that, I just think, oh my God, what will you, you know, great if you have a book, I suppose people get lost in books and things like that. But other than that, I think I'd be just banging my head off the, you know, the sun umbrella pole, because I'd just be thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do now? You know, it would just be, I just can't imagine life not thinking, oh, that looks like a nice gallery, or I wonder what, you know, what's going on in that taverna over there. My husband is Greek, so we're in Greece a lot in our holidays. Or, you know, just, oh, how does that woodmaker make that? Or, oh, look, there's a lovely junk shop.
And inquire.
See if we find something pretty. And well, it's just, it feeds the soul, you know. But I mean, each to their own. Yeah. And, you know, for me, I can then go home with a brain full of things that I'm pulling out my sketch pad and thinking.
Loads of inspiration.
Oh, yeah, there's that. And, well, yeah, there's this just and there's on that the, and whatever.
Just
know?
On the occupations or the jobs that have good annual leave. Now, I know this isn't a reason why you should get into a particular profession, but however, it's definitely something that's talked about in the pub among your friends. What job has good annual leave? Listener says, without question, the guards have great holidays. Always had. Building up from overtime and extra hours, they always get great annual leave. Listener, though, tells me, trainee doctors, they're so understaffed, it's nearly frowned upon to take all of your annual leave, as your team will then be short and they have to pick up the slack. So we also can't carry over our leave either. There's serious burnout problems as a result of this. I'd love to take all of my leave without having to feel guilty about it, says this listener. Dee is with me on the line. Dee, I believe you're retired now, but would you have used all of your holidays?
Yeah, I'm a retired primary principal, Andrea. How are you doing?
Good.
Like listening to all of these self-employed people, I know a lot of self-employed folks. So, I mean, they look, and I often get would often have got whipped about, oh, you and all your holidays and, you know, Christmas, Easter and summer and all that kind of thing. But like as a principal, you would be kind of in and out the whole time during those breaks, you know. But like we would get, if you did, we'd get 3 EPV days, extra personal vacation days, if we did a
course in
course.
The summer, isn't it?
Yeah. And I often, I don't know, did I ever take those days?
Did you not?
No, because sure, like you're leaving the whole school, then no principal, and it's getting cover, and it's the work, then stuff that would come in when you're away, because you have to. I didn't really, and I was just looking off diaries, like after I got the your researcher was on to me, and there were several years I kept them
in case you needed them,
in case I needed them, and then it came to the end, and I never took them, so.
You'll have to get on to Helen McIntyre and see, can you?
Yeah.
You get some sort of a back pay for that. Yeah. So you did the course every summer. And look, I'm sure there's, you know, obviously part of that too is the professional development and keeping up to date, whatever's going on. But yeah. So you got the 3 days for that and you kept them each year, Dee, in case you might need them, and then you didn't take them.
I did. For many years. I did take them some years, but I mean, there were many years looking back, didn't take my days, you know, exclamation mark. But I mean, holidays are good for teachers, there's no doubt. So like, you know, you listen to all self-employed folks who don't get paid when they don't work. So
I've quite a few friends, actually, funny, that are teachers, and you know, in fairness over this, I've always often thought, even though, look, I know that they get the summer holidays and all of that, but at the same time, if one of the friends or one of the groups getting married on a Thursday or a Friday, or there's a wedding abroad, they're snookered, they often can't go. So a lot of them end up doing the courses during the summer just to have that little bit of flexibility.
That's true. Yeah. It is 3 days, but they're really three really important days. Mm. But for principals, it's difficult if you're teaching as well, you know, because you just, you know, they're not covered. So, yeah, it's difficult. But listening to all the self-employed folks, you know, we can't complain. Really,
Definitely not. Well, speaking of that, Gina London's with us too, Dee. Gina is, of course, Sunday Independent columnist, communications expert too. But do you set aside a certain amount of annual leave days, Gina, for yourself each year?
I have to, or else I will burn out. I run my own business, and so it's important. But now, obviously, because I do run my own business, I try to time it for when corporations that are using training and leadership workshops that I would run are on holidays themselves. So I try to time it around that. But like your previous caller, I remember the idea of use it or lose it. Because when I was with CNN back in the day, I got hired with this promise that we're going to give you 4 weeks paid leave, paid vacation. I was so excited because that's very rare.
And
in
that's
the US,
statutory
more than
here.
2 weeks.
Those 20 days.
Yeah, well, hold on to the rest of the story. They gave me 4 weeks paid. I didn't get to take the days. They just paid me at the end of the year because they never actually let me take holidays for the first 4 years I worked there. They broke my holiday every single time so I could go do breaking news. So now I understand how important it is to refuel and recharge and use those days. So absolutely, I take days off.
And I presume with obviously so much family in that, Gina, for you in the States, you probably prefer to try and take maybe a block, do you, of a week or two or something?
Yeah, I try to. There have been times that my daughter and I will go, and we'll go for the month of August. And there have been times last year we just went for a couple of weeks, but we definitely try to take a bit more than a few days at a time if we're going to go all the way overseas back to the US, of course.
Mm. See, I'm terribly guilty of taking, you know, like a day here and a day there rather than a block of a week. And then it gets to November and you're thinking, I haven't been off at all, actually.
Yeah, and can you really turn off in one day? I know for me, it takes me a couple of days before I feel like I'm actually not still checking emails and still feeling wired to whatever the work is. So I think if at least 3 or 4 days, I actually just booked the summer holiday with a bunch of friends. The girl's going to have her big 5-0 birthday coming up in January. So it's great to have those things to look forward to.
Yeah.
I think we really need to think about self-care as the first thing for our own effectiveness for our clients or customers or our managers or whatever it is we do. We've got to be able to take care of yourself first. I joke with my daughter, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And it's really true.
Listener, just when you say that, listener makes the point, Gina. People who don't take their full annual leave, they're martyrs. That's what they are. Time off, work-life balance, much more important than any job you're going to do. Life goes so fast, you need to stop and take stock of what's really important once in a while. It's a fair point, isn't it?
Make lifetime memories and they're likely not going to be behind the desk or the laptop.
Yeah, like as this listener says, when you're on your deathbed, are you really going to look back and say, well, thank God I never took all of my annual leave? Gina London, Ruth Scott, Dee, and also Diana, thanks a million for sharing your thoughts. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.